Hello?
Thank you for calling
in the
customer service.
My name
is
Steve.
Can you help me with
this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Thank you for calling in the customer service.
Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Not barely.
Can you provide
Hello?
Me with the code so I can pull up your account?
Excuse me?
Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
30265.
First and last name, please.
Melissa Wright.
Would it be under a different last name?
I don't know. Y'all took money out of my account, so I don't know who you are.
Would it be under a different last name?
No. What zip code do you have?
You said 30265 is your zip code?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Do you find it?
Melissa Wright, correct?
Yeah, with a W.
Verify your address.
68 White Oak Road, Noonan, Georgia, 30265.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed for the keto,
what?
And the keto of sin.
That, yeah, it's only supposed to be $6.95. I can't take it.
I'm sorry.
I called and canceled that because I got a sample. It was $6.99 for the shipping, and I called and canceled, and I took $92.80 out. I can't take that stuff. Because it messed with my diabetes.
Now, the records indicate that you canceled the cleanse only.
Excuse me?
You called in and canceled the cleanse?
Yeah.
Okay, you had two products. You had the keto and you had the cleanse. So you
received I canceled both of them.
No, ma'am. You received a partial refund for $7.45 for the cleanse.
Okay, and then I called and canceled both of them.
When you called, it was documented that you only wanted to cancel one because you couldn't take it.
I can't take it. So I called and canceled both of them.
Both of them were
I'll dispute it with my bank because, I mean, I did not authorize this, and you took $92.80 out of my account.
You just confirmed that you did, ma'am.
I canceled it. After the trial. I did authorize the $6.95, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't authorize anything else.
The company allows you to try out the product before you actually have to purchase it.
I didn't purchase it.
You said you paid $6.95.
$6.95, yeah, I paid for the trial.
Purchasing it.
And then, no, I did not cancel it. I want my $92 back.
All right, now the charges are valid because the account
See what?
Was canceled.
Well, that's not my fault because you had nobody on your end doing the right thing. I called and canceled it.
Okay. Provide me with your cancellation number.
I have no idea. I mean, That's fine. I will dispute it with my bank. I'm not worried about y'all because I'll call the Better Business Bureau. I canceled something. Y'all charged it on my account.